And our hope for this series is that we will have a biblical perspective that it is still possible to honor God and make disciples despite being locked down. And what we will do for the next 3 weeks is we will study some of Apostle Paul's prison epistles, which are written for instruction, which are written to give exhortation to his people, to God's people. And by looking at it, I hope that it will inspire us on how we can respond with wisdom amidst the dark times, on how we can remain joyful amid suffering, and how we can pursue reconciliation amidst a wrongdoing. So with that, okay lang ba? May babasahin lang ako ano passages in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, verse 7, and verse 15. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, it says here, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Verse 7, "Therefore, do not become partners with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true." Verse 15, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil." Let's just pray. Lord, maraming salamat po for another opportunity that we get to fellowship, Lord God, with you and with one another. Lord, as your word is being preached, Lord God, may your word accomplish the very purpose for which it was sent, to transform us and to use us as agents of change in a world that is in need of you. Lord, maraming salamat po. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. The passage that we have just read was written by Apostle Paul. And kung hindi nyo kilala si Apostle Paul, siya lang naman yung number one persecutor ng mga Christians bago pa siya maborn again. And but on his way to, on his road to Damascus, he encountered the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he was converted into a very changed man. And he was like never the same way before. That's what happens whenever we encounter Jesus. Talagang binabago tayo ni Lord. And to Apostle Paul, the rest was history. He became a very passionate man, passionate for preaching the gospel, passionate for making disciples, planting churches, raising leaders, even writing a lot of the scriptures found in the New Testament. And I also like that Apostle Paul, whenever he would describe himself, he would refer to himself as a prisoner for the Lord, a prisoner of Christ Jesus. And a prisoner is someone who is bound to something. A prisoner is someone who is tied or locked down. And si Apostle Paul, what I admire about him, he did not allow his situation to define him. He did not allow his situation to dictate his response. He did not allow his situation, his chains, his prison to dictate kung ano yung maging perspective niya sa buhay. Pero binalik niya na he's a prisoner for the Lord. That he is still identifying himself with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's a reminder for all of us in this ECQ season that we are bound with the Lord, that we are indeed prisoners of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we are to be identified with Him more than anything, more than to anyone. We are to be identified with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I pray that just like Paul, we will not allow the situation to define us, that we will not allow our situation to dictate our response. But it is Christ alone. So going back to the passages that we have read, kung papansin nyo dun sa Ephesians chapter 5, no? Palaging na may mention dun yung word na walk. And sa Bible, pag na-encounter nyo yung word na walk, it simply means our way of life, how we conduct ourselves, but how we live our lives. And three things that I would like us to glean from as we study this passage, no? Three things that I would like to for us to be reminded several instructions. And hopefully, as we look into these things, let us evaluate how we are conducting ourselves in this lockdown season. So, yung una dito is to walk in love. Pangalawa is to walk as children of light. And lastly, to walk with wisdom or to walk in wisdom. So, una is to walk in love. So, verse 2, sabi dito, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. And let me continue on to verse 3. Ano ba itsura ng walking in love? Paul further elaborates, sabi niya, but sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is improper among saints. After talking about walking in love and the example that Christ has shown us, he then gave examples kung paano ba natin isa sa pamuhay yun. And walking in love, one of the ways we can walk in love is walk in love by pursuing purity and holiness. We can choose to walk in love by pursuing purity and holiness. Not walk in lust, but walk in love. Because walking in lust results to sexual immorality and covetousness. Pag sinabing covetousness, you are jealous for what others have in great amounts. And basahin ko sa inyo yung message version, ang ganda ng message version. Sabi ito, don't allow love to turn into lust, setting off a downhill slide into sexual promiscuity, filthy practices, or bullying greed. And yung word na immorality na ginamit dito, the original word for that is porneia. Porneia, that is where we get the word pornography. And ibig sabihin ng porneia, it's selling off or surrendering one's sexual purity in this lockdown season. And even after this ECQ, after this lockdown season, I hope that being Christians, as followers of Jesus, we will be reminded not to give ourselves to sexual immorality, not to surrender our sexual purity to the things of this world. And sexual impurity talks about, hindi lang to yung pag-iisip natin, pero yung katawan natin, how we exercise our sexual purity, even towards other people. Included dito sa sinasabing sexual immorality, lahat ng sexual sins. Even committing sex outside marriage, doing sexual acts that are not honoring to God, homosexuality, those things are included in this. And aside from sexual purity, in verse 4, sinabi rin dito ni Paul na hindi lang dapat tayo pure sexually, but even pure when it comes to our speech. Sabi niya, let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead, let there be thanksgiving. Ang ganda din the message, sabi dito, though some tongues just love to taste of gossip, those who follow Jesus have better uses for language than that. Don't talk dirty or silly. That kind of talk doesn't fit our style. Thanksgiving is our dialect. So aside from walking in love by pursuing purity and holiness, we can walk in love through thanksgiving rather than filthy talk, rather than those impure languages, words that does not honor God. Instead, let's choose to give thanks to God in all circumstances. Let's choose to thank and praise God for who He is. Alam na iniwala ko, we will never run out of things to thank and praise God for. The moment you wake up is already enough reason for us to thank God. And every moment sa araw natin na ginawa ng Diyos, may mga bagay tayong may pagpapasalamat. So aside from walking in love, diba? And I hope that we will evaluate ourselves this ECQ season. Kamusta ba ako? Am I walking in love by pursuing purity and holiness? Am I walking in love by by pursuing or declaring words that honor God, but through thanksgiving? Or am I doing the opposite, or doing things that, or saying words that does not honor God through filthy words, coarse joking, words with malice and slander? So I hope that we will take the time to reflect. And then next, aside from walking in love, Paul exhorts the Ephesians to walk as children of light. Sabi niya sa verse 7, do not become partners with them, for at one time you were darkness. Dati namumuhay kayo sa kadiliman, a world devoid of God, a world that does not honor God. But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Bilang mga anak ng Diyos, let's no longer live in darkness. Let's start walking in light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Alam nyo what will help us walk as children of light? It is to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Ngayong ECQ season natin, marami tayong time to reflect. Marami tayong oras to meditate on the truth of God. Marami tayong time to discern, alamin kung ano yung mga bagay na naka-honor kay God. That is what it means to be a child of light, a children of light, to pursue the things that will honor God, to discern what will please God. Not doing what pleases ourselves, what pleases other people, what pleases the world around us, but ultimately doing the things that will please the Lord. And sabi sa verse 11, not partaking in unfruitful works of darkness. Alam niyo ba, things that are done in the dark, these are things that are done in secret. Yung mga bagay na, yung hindi ka mapaproud pag nalaman ng iba, or hindi ka proud pag nalaman ng tatay mo, or ng friends mo, or ng ka-victory group mo, how much more pag nalaman ni God? Kaya tinatago mo in secret. Sinasabi ni Paul dito, umalis ka na dun. Sinave ka na, nirescue ka na ni God. Stop living in darkness. Because if you will remain there, it results to unfruitfulness. Feeling mo this season, unproductive ka. Feeling mo this season, wala ka na accomplish na something significant. Maybe because we are not walking as children of light. So let's evaluate ourselves. Are we doing things that honors God? That means we are walking in His light. Or are we doing things that does not please the Lord? Things that are done in darkness. Things that are even too shameful to expose into the light. Kaya we keep it in secret. In doing so, we are not honoring the Lord. So again, ang reminder dito is to walk as children of light. Diba children? Ibig sabihin, you are a son or a daughter of someone. If we really claim that we are His children, because God is light, we will also walk in light. So tanong sa atin, sino bang tatay natin? I hope that by God's grace, we'll be able to reflect Him. And lastly, He exhorts the people to walk in wisdom. So verse 15, sabi ito, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. The season that we are in, these are desperate times. But in Ephesians chapter 6, Apostle Paul talks about the spiritual warfare that we are in. The times are evil. Meron tayong kalaban dito. Therefore, kailangan mamuhay tayo na may wisdom. You do not just know the truth. You live according to God's truth. And I like that he mentioned that we are not to live as unwise but as wise people. How do we do that? By making the best use of time. So ang tanong sa atin ngayon, this ECQ season, are we making the best use of the 24 hours that God has entrusted us with? Itong 24 hours na meron pinagkatiwala sa atin ang Diyos, saan nauubos ang oras natin? Saan natin ginugugol yung mga sarili natin? How many of you can relate with me? Diba? Prior to the ECQ. Nasabi mo na rin ba ito? Or na-pray mo na rin ba ito? Lord, I wish I have more time. Sana may extra day, may extra oras ako to do this and this and this and that. I wish I had longer time to spend with this person or in accomplishing this task. And ngayong ECQ, ang ironic dito. Now, seemingly, ang dami ng oras. Not that nadagdagan yung 24 hours, pero ang dami nating idle moments. Ang tanong, what are you doing about it? What are we doing about it? And to take note, when it comes to idleness, it is not just doing nothing. Idleness is not just inactivity. Kasi bombarded tayo with a lot of distractions this season. Idleness also includes doing something that contributes to nothing. Pag sinabing idleness, these are pointless activities, purposeless activities. Yung mga bagay na pinag-aabalahan mo, let's try to evaluate ourselves. Lord, ano bang purpose nito? Ano bang point nito? Let's have a kingdom lens. And I like this, no, from the study that I'm doing, no, the study that I did. I read this from a particular theologian. Sabi niya, God gives time so people can live in a physical world to prepare for eternity. How are we stewarding God's time to prepare for the eternity that we have in Him? You know, the Bible often teaches about time. And the word time used here is the word kairos. Sabi mo, kairos. K-A-I-R-O-S. Kairos. And ibig sabihin ng kairos dito, opportune time. So, opportune time. Ibig sabihin ng opportunity, pagkakataon. Lahat tayo may 24 hours. But Paul is simply exhorting the people to do not, huwag mo lang baliwalain to, do not take it for granted. But instead of spending it or wasting it, are we investing the opportune time that God has entrusted to us? Kasi binigyan tayo ni God ng pagkakataon, opportunity. Marami tayong pagkakataon this season. Opportunity to learn new things. Opportunity to reconnect with someone. Opportunity to spend more time with the Word of God. To spend more time in the presence of God. Opportunity to pray more to God. Opportunity to know God. Opportunity to make God known to other people. Are we grabbing hold of that opportunity? It's an opportune time. It's kairos. Are we simply wasting it or are we investing it? I pray that by the grace of God, we'll be good stewards of this time that God has entrusted to us. Sabi niya dito, do not be foolish. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Alam niyo bakit nasayang natin yung oras? Bakit instead of living wisely, we live foolishly? Because we are not taking the time to understand what the will of the Lord is. Kagaya na sinasabi sa verse 17. And I want to encourage you to go to His Word, to seek His will, understand His will for your life. Because when you have an understanding of the Lord's will for your life, it will change you, it will cause you to live wisely. And that's my prayer for all of us. Kung baga, di ba, merong game dati, yung tinatawag na Wheel of Fortune. Meron tayo ngayon, Wheel of Fortune. Di ba? I hope na ginagamit natin to ng mabuti. Ginagrab hold natin that we are making use of this time wisely. We are investing it on things that are of eternal value. And sabi niya dito sa verse 18, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Part of living wisely is not filling ourselves with the things of this world. Part of living wisely is choosing to fill ourselves with the Spirit of God. And tanong ko sa atin, this ECQ season, ano yung mga pumupunong sa atin? Saan tayo nagbababad? What are we filling ourselves with? I hope that we will choose to fill ourselves with the Holy Spirit. And how do we do that? Sabi niya sa verse 19, addressing one another in psalms, in hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. So, guys, again, walk with love or walk in love, walk as children of light, and walk in wisdom. Let me end with a previous verse. Kasi yung sinimulan natin sa Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, nakalagay doon, therefore. Ibig sabihin nito, it's nearing a conclusion. And what I like about Ephesians, yung first three chapters ng Ephesians talks about the gospel story. Ephesians chapter 1 to 3 talks about the message of the gospel. Ephesians chapter 4, 5, 6 talks about how we live our lives in light of the gospel story. But going back to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10, basahin ko lang sa atin. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Maybe you are listening right now and you are reflecting on this truth. Kuya Enrico, I am not walking in love. I am not walking as children of light, as a child of light. I am not walking in wisdom. I hope that you will be encouraged to go back to the grace of God that has saved us, that has rescued us, that is continually changing us even to this day. And if hindi mo pa nare-receive yung grace na yon, wala ka pang personal relationship with Jesus, I want to encourage you to receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Kasi hindi mo kaya baguhin yung sarili mo. Sabi dito, it is not a result of works. Kasi kung base ito sa sariling kakayanan natin, magyayabang tayo. But this is by grace through faith. And lastly, I want us to be reminded in verse 10, sabi ito, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are not just saved for the sake of being saved. We are saved for a purpose. And we are being exhorted to walk into that purpose that God has for us, to walk in light of that purpose that God has for us. And again, babalik tayo sa gospel. So right now, let me just pray for all of us. If you're listening right now and it's your first time to hear about the message of the gospel and you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to encourage you and I want to challenge you to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, maraming salamat po sa opportune time na pinagkaloob mo sa akin, Lord God, para makilala ka. Ini-acknowledge ko po, Panginoon, that I am a sinner na nangangailangan ng tagapagligtas, in need of you. And I'm inviting you to my life. I'm surrendering my life to you. I'm receiving you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. If you just pray this, if you just pray that prayer with me and you just receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, congratulations. You just made the best decision ever. Message mo kami sa Every Nation Campus page natin or comment below and we will reach out to you and connect with you and walk you through your discipleship journey. And lastly, I want to pray for all of us as we close in prayer. Lord, thank you for the message that you delivered to us. Lord, we repent for the times, Lord God, that we are partaking in fruitless deeds of darkness. Lord, we repent. Lord, for not walking in love, for not walking as children of light, and for not walking in wisdom. Lord, we repent. Lord, we ask for your grace. Holy Spirit, empower us to walk in a manner worthy of the gospel. And to help other people live a life, Lord God, that reflects you as well. Lord, maraming salamat po. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys for tuning in. Please take the time to devote yourselves reading Ephesians chapter 5. So alam ko, dinaanan na natin yung mga passages, pero I don't want to rob you of the opportunity to receive from the Word of God firsthand. So I want to encourage you. So after nyo mag-i-review yung mga notes nyo, balikan nyo Ephesians chapter 5. And I hope that you will process it with your victory group leaders or with your victory groups and share this message to other people. God bless you. Continue to honor God and make disciples. Once again, walk in love, walk as children of light, and walk in wisdom.